Support for this public radio podcast comes from Lindblad Expeditions, exploring nature's wild, unspoiled places aboard its ships in partnership with National Geographic. Details at 1-800-EXPEDITION.
Hi, everybody. This is Tony Khan, the producer and director of Morning Stories from WGBH, taking my block-long daily walk down the main entrance hall of our brand-new building to the staircase to our office and the second floor at the end of this hall. Actually, most mornings, I keep on going. Past this staircase, right out the back. Across four lanes of traffic. To a little donut shop across the street. The only place so far where you can see a familiar face that isn't 20 or 30 yards away. This tiny shop, run by a small army of Brazilian immigrants, is probably as crucial a part of the architecture of the new GBH as the 50-foot main support concrete columns. Whether or not architects plan for it, most people need a daily place to gather for a fix of the familiar, a little unstructured conversation, the press of a friendly crowd, a place where they know you as Mr. Medium Black, no sugar. It'll be interesting to see what other little neighborhoods pop up as the 1,000 or so employees here begin to shape the space to a human scale. In the meantime, though, we've been reaching out to some of our friends from the Morning Stories community and encouraging them to stay in touch, and when they can, to come by. Thanks for coming into our new building.
I know, it's incredibly impressive. And that's just the parking lot.
And you ended up in the wrong parking
lot. I was in the wrong parking lot.
If you had only one adjective to use for this place, what would it be?
Long. That's a long, long walk.
Our old friend Erica Forensic dropped in the other morning with a couple of houseplants, one for Gary Mott, one for me.
I'd been sitting doing my email, and yeah. I think I'd answered one email too many, and I just felt lonely, and I suddenly remembered this moment with my dad. So
he also brought us a poem.
Came to me. Should I read it?
Please.
The Promenade. I just recalled, as I stare at my screen, my 80-year-old dad explaining to me why he was so lonely in America. Every night after dinner, he and his family used to walk along a promenade that bordered the sea, a 2-mile-long boardwalk in San Remo, the Italian Riviera. He said it was no big deal, this talking to each other and visiting, this old friend, that nephew, an uncle, a new face. What does one do after dinner in this country? Turn on the TV? Where is the promenade in America, he would ask me in my 30s. Dad, we don't have that here. We have Starbucks. We have email. Come on, I'll get you online. But he was losing his sight, slowly, by then. Until there was just a pinprick left to get around by. Which is how, finally, I got to see him. So, I miss him when I sit here after one email too many. You know that feeling when you can't wait to get to it, your inbox after hours away. There must be something good there by now. And you finally do. And after you've answered everyone and done everything, that emptiness surges in. And I see him right in front of me, his balding head, his big, gentle hands shaking slightly as he butters his bread, sips his wine. And I get it. How perfect it would be to promenade like that. The ocean on my left, the people on my right as the day wanes and night washes in.
Hello?
Janie, is that you?
Tony?
How are you?
Fine.
Another old friend we hadn't heard from in a while was Janie Gao. Janie, you may remember from an earlier morning story, was studying for her SATs in China and facing disapproval from her teachers for her decision to apply to college in the United States. We wanted to know how she was doing now that the tests were over.
How long has it been since we last talked?
Probably half a year.
Tell me what you've been through.
I took my SAT examination.
How did it go?
I've never taken a test with so many students. More than 400 students at the same time in a badminton hall in a junior college. Some of my classmates told me that the test is very easy, but I don't think so.
After you finished your test, did you celebrate?
Yes, I went shopping.
So you shopped your brains out?
No, actually, I bought 5 books. That's it. 5 novels. That's it. No, nothing more.
Is your heart still set on colleges in the United States?
Yes. Washington University, University of Chicago, Georgetown University, Notre Dame, Wisconsin, and University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill.
How do you go about deciding?
You have to understand yourself completely, your strengths and your weaknesses.
I'm 62 and I'm still learning about my strengths and weaknesses.
Most of my classmates worked a lot harder. Made me a little bit tired, I think.
How many children are there in your family, Janie?
Just one.
It was better luck for a family to have a son than a daughter. Has that changed?
Not changed much.
So do you feel under more pressure because you're a girl and not a boy to do well?
It is becoming better. And a girl will be easier to communicate and not so naughty as boys. Most girls study hard and they know what they want. And then boys always give a class or run away to play basketball or something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I think I'm not a person that like to stay in one place forever. If I go to the United States, I will be alone. That's a huge problem. Maybe I will feel more free. Life is full of challenges.
I think you will make friends very easily. Gary and I would be very happy to hear from you. If we can help in any way, I hope you will feel free to call us.
I really appreciate that. That's great. Maybe I will work in the United States for 2 or 3 years, but after that, I will come back. This is my home. I grew up here. I'm a Chinese. That's my identity.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Since we last spoke, what's the biggest change that's happened for you?
Biggest change. When I last time spoken to you, I feel I'm under unbearable pressure, too anxious. But now I'm more relaxed.
You have mellowed out?
Yes. Mellowed out. Yes, this is the first time I heard this word. Uh-huh, that's the feeling.
Will you let us know once you hear from these colleges?
Okay. I like happy endings. Bye-bye.
So here we are back at the coffee shop by way of Italy, a little place outside Hong Kong where Janie lives, and Singapore where she ended up taking the tests. I'm here with Gary Mutt.
I'm also a medium black.
The things you can find out when you have a chance to have a little unstructured conversation.
There, maybe that's why we work together so well.
And for so long, too. You know, neither one of us can get to sleep, apparently.
So long, right. Didn't we just surpass our right. 3-year anniversary?
That's right. Our third year as a podcast was October the 7th, 2007. So we're a little bit past 3 years old. We can walk now. We can talk.
So what have we learned?
Podcasting is a blast. Podcasting is conversation, and it makes it fresh every day, like the donuts here, hopefully.
It's great to hear from Erica again.
Oh, yeah.
She was one of our first.
She was.
Contributors with
she
her,
was.
Her nude beach story in The Buff.
Have you noticed little things that people have been doing to add little personal touches to their space or little hallway or in front of their office?
When we first moved into the building, we were told we could not put any posters or any pinups or anything.
Right.
And we're going, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
This is me. This is who I am. You know, I got to put my Eileen Ivers, you know, Celtic music poster up. That's just, I got to.
That's you.
Pictures of my kids, the lady in the cubby next to you.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, she put up a little picture of her husband and also a picture of her monkey.
Turns out she has a pet monkey. Yeah, she
used
to be a monkey trainer, and she has a monkey in her apartment.
This monkey apparently was only into her, so she took it home.
That is a story right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it tells you volumes about this lady.
Well, to our third year of just a wonderful community, it's been fantastic. Three more years would be terrific, maybe with fewer donuts. But I hope you all keep on supporting us the way you have, because I'll tell you, not only does it mean the world to us, in a way, it is our world. So thanks a lot for that.
WGBH.org/morningstories. Listen, learn. Now you can watch some videos. We've got a page on YouTube.
Right. Total experience.
Watch, listen.
If you're going to be run over watching something on your iPod, why not make it a morning story?
Why not?
Okay. So we'll see you soon with our next podcast. Take care.
Good morning, how are you?
I'm back.
Do you want a medium black?
You know, this time I think I'll take a small black and a chocolate coconut donut.
Yes.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.